Well, all of this pre-election analysis means nothing to 4 million Australians who've already performed their citizenly duty and voted. It's the largest number of pre-poll votes ever recorded at a federal election, and now there are growing calls to review the rules around pre-poll voting, as experts say it's redefining what it means to hold a federal election. Connie Agius reports.
Seat of McNamara or somewhere else in
Ballarat.
Okay, yeah. That's the statewide for Victoria.
The people at this polling station in Melbourne CBD have different reasons for voting before Election Day.
I'm working on Saturday, so I'm actually next door now, so I thought I'd come and do it.
I have a ill family member, so I've just taken the opportunity to vote while I have the chance in case on Saturday I have to travel.
It's just a convenience thing, really, rather than taking time out on the weekend when it's busy.
Professor George Williams is Dean of Law at the University of New South Wales and one of Australia's leading constitutional lawyers. He says pre-polling is important because it gives everyone the opportunity to vote, but there are implications because of how it's being executed.
Well, the main problem is that people are voting early before they have the information that they need to make a proper choice. And it might be that people are voting before even policy launches, before even campaign launches or costings being released. But what's also happening is people are voting before candidates are disendorsed. So it may be someone turns up in the early pre-poll period, they cast a vote for a Liberal member that they think will be elected in the hope of supporting Scott Morrison, only to find that, in fact, that person is subsequently disendorsed and their vote gets counted for an independent.
This federal election has seen 10 candidates resign or be disendorsed. Dr. Stephen Mills from the University of Sydney says 3 weeks of pre-polling could also be creating an uneven playing field.
It's very hard for the parties to mobilise volunteers to staff the pre-poll voting centres. It's a big logistic challenge for the parties. The smaller parties in particular do find it difficult to find volunteers to stand at the pre-poll voting centres, you know, for 3 weeks. So I think pre-polling perhaps creates an unlevel playing field.
He says it's also changing the way federal election campaigns are run.
Rather than having the campaign finish, have the blackout on advertising and then vote all on the one day, we're now doing these two things simultaneously. And the dynamics of voting whilst also campaigning is running away. It's got some interesting implications. And look, there's certainly a lot of evidence that the parties do shift their kind of communication strategies so as to make sure that they've got the bulk of their policies out before pre-polling starts.
But do voters share the same concerns?
I think I pretty well made my mind up as soon as the date was called. So for me, I just think the opportunity, I'm not going to change my mind. So the 17 days for me is okay. I think it's all right.
Just because you vote early, I don't see how it sways the outcome. If people have made up their mind, then they should be able to express it a little bit earlier, I think.
I know people have been voting in Sydney for a few weeks now. They're missing out on a lot of what's happening before the election.
So what do you think they should do?
Look at it, maybe, and rethink the laws of pre-polling, maybe not so early. I don't recall so many people ever voting so early.
Professor George Williams agrees. He says the current system isn't working and must change.
A simple thing would be to cut it to 2 weeks instead of 3 weeks. That would fix a number of problems. It may also be we should require some evidence that if people do want to vote early, then perhaps they should actually give some information that justifies that. Or if we really want to embrace the convenience, maybe we should look to what other countries are doing. Maybe actually voting from people's houses, online voting.
Professor George Williams ending that report from Connie Agius.